Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I want to talk about the importance of listening to the thoughts of your ego. Hi, Jamie. Hi, Maria. As you guys know, if you follow me on Instagram, on my Instagram stories, I'm currently coaching, doing like a group mastermind coaching with my intuitive macro babes. So that's like a really tight knit group program where I'm really working closely with a few babes on their weight loss manifestation on a really, really deep level. And the thing that I'm noticing with that, I'm noticing that there's a lot of limiting beliefs that the ego says around weight loss, which tend to sabotage people, And if we're not aware of the fact that this is the ego speaking, right, we'll just run with it and we'll just end up sabotaging our weight loss, okay? So this is really important because as I coach people through this and as I've like gone through this process myself I've gone through it with weight loss, so I really, really understand the weight loss side of it, obviously, because that's why teach about it. And I've been doing it for years and years and years. But, you know, in the more recent couple of years, I've been doing it around money. And I've had so many things in terms of manifestation and my subconscious beliefs that I've been working on, even in other areas of my life. And it is really all the same thing. But when I feel like with weight loss, like everybody has their thing that feels hard to manifest, right? There's sometimes like people will like, I know of girls that are like able to manifest traveling or manifest, like I can manifest, like I used to like, I didn't really realize I was manifesting it, but I'd be like, oh, I really want this clothing item and I want it when it's on sale. And then I'd manifest it on sale and I'd always get what I wanted, like clothing wise. And there's little things like when there's no resistance around it, you're just like, oh yeah, like I can totally get what I want. And sometimes it's these harder things that we're like, oh, but I can't apply it to this. You know, and that your thing might be weight loss if you're here, or like some people it might be weight loss and money, or some people it might be finding a soulmate kind of thing. And so I've been working through a lot of all of that, and it's so interesting to view people's limiting beliefs and then see that we really do create our own reality, and how it's really important not to put weight loss in this separate category when we think of law of attraction and manifestation. So it's so weird. I can recognize the ego in other parts of my life, but with weight loss, I hear it and ignore the awareness and keep shitting with eating shit and not working out. Totally. And it's like, it's okay for us to have trouble in a certain area of life. Like, of course, like none of us are freaking perfect. You know what I mean? And that's what I love about self-development. It's like we get to work on this stuff and we get to change ourselves, you know? And it's great that, you know, that you can have this awareness and then work on it. Because, it's like a lot of people don't realize that it's important to apply it to weight loss, and that it is like it is, it operates the same way, like because your actions are based upon your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. So if your ego is saying things like you'll never lose weight or you always gain it back, and you really, really identify with these beliefs and these thought patterns and they play in the background and you're taking a whole heap of action, you'll find that some way, somehow, you end up sabotaging and it doesn't work out. And it's like, then we add meaning. So like the ego will love to like fuck you over, tell you that something won't work. You end up trying anyway. You take the action. It doesn't work out. And then you add meaning to it. So say you lose weight and then you gain it back. And then you add meaning to that. And then you think, this means that I'm meant to, like, this is my set point weight, or it means that genetically I'm predispositioned to be heavier, or it means that I don't have any willpower, or it means that my metabolism is slow, or, you know, like whatever meaning we end up attaching onto it, and then it just perpetuates that. And it keeps on manifesting into our life over and over and over again. And like similar to like, I mean, you can apply this to anything. You can apply it to money. You can apply it to relationships. And it's the ego and the limiting beliefs saying like, this is how this works for me. This is how life goes for me. And I can't do this because of this. And we create all these limitations, right? And then our actions, okay, this is important. Our actions end up aligning with those limitations, right? And so when it comes to weight loss, when you have this belief, these beliefs, these limiting beliefs and these stories of like, I can't lose weight, or I always gain it back, or whatever, whatever's going on, whatever the ego is saying, it's like your actions will reflect that. And a lot of the time, what I notice in people, what I notice in myself as well, is that the actions are so, they weasel their way in there, like so, kind of unconsciously. So you sometimes won't be aware of the subtle ways in which you sabotage yourself until you look back at it. And the same thing happens with weight loss. So you'll just end up like mindlessly eating something, or you'll try and be in a deficit during the week, and then on the weekends you'll screw it up, or something will happen, right? Something will happen that just keeps you either staying where you are or gaining it back. So it's really important to understand that like the root of this is shifting the beliefs. And that's literally what I did over and over and over and over, and repeated it over and over and over and over. And how important it is to remember that the subconscious mind requires repetition. It really does require repetition. And if you've ever tried to manifest something and then you're like, oh, I can't manifest, it's like, yeah, but you haven't allowed yourself to reach a tipping point where you can actually manifest and change the way, hey, Christine, you can actually manifest and change the way that you think about things, okay? So with weight loss, guys, it's no different. You have to allow, and be patient for that tipping point, right? Because a lot of the time with what I find with weight loss is, oh, I'm moving my phone, sorry. my light keeps touching my screen and then it moves it away. Technical difficulties. Oh my goodness, Barbara's not being very good techie today. Yeah, so the thing that we end up doing is we add, like I said, the ego adds meaning to things. We tend to, like, what I mean by meaning, right, is like we'll start thinking that it's us, or that we're not capable, or that we're doing something wrong, you know. And what I want you guys to remember is that there's nothing special about anyone. There's nothing more special about anyone else. Like, you could be like, oh, that person's smarter than me, or they've got something that I'm missing and that's what makes them a good manifestor and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, it's just repetition. And then your subconscious mind, the more you repeat something, there's like, people say this, like I hear all the manifestation teachers talk about this. It's like that tipping point, right? There's that tipping point. And I really, really noticed that in my life too, with so many things. So I just want you guys to understand, like in the beginning, when I was working on my emotional eating, I was working on my relationship to food and manifesting weight loss and doing all this stuff, like it felt really hard and it felt like nothing was happening. And it felt like, I was just doing all this mindset work and I was journaling and I was digging really deep into my emotions and beliefs and all of that around food and my thought processes. But then like Abraham Hicks says as well, it's like the better it gets, the better it gets. It was like it just got better and better and better. I got more confident, more in control. The weight started coming off. The better it gets, the better it gets. And it's like now it's so easy for me to notice if my ego comes up with anything. And it's like this. It's like a quick, okay, no, we don't want to think that thought, you know? We don't want to think that thought. And like one of the biggest things like for me was when I left my full-time job and I started working from home, my ego kept on saying, oh, but Barbara, like the last time you were at home a lot of the time was when you were an emotional eater and you were a binge eater, and that was the year when you struggled the most and you gained a lot of weight. And like my ego kept on like having this fear, which kind of last year was like maybe prolonging the process of me leaving my job and stuff like that. And it was, it's really interesting to look at that, because I was able to kind of be like, no, that's not going to happen. Like, that's not going to happen. I'm not like, you know, it's like I was telling the girls in Intuitive Macros too. It was like, can you imagine if I started gaining weight and be like, oh my God, I used to be the no diet babe and now I can't do it anymore. And, you know, can you imagine? Like, and so it's like, yeah, it's like when the ego comes in and says something like that, I'm just like, oh my God, like some of the shit this ego stuff tries to tell me is just insane. And like when it comes to the weight loss stuff, I'm so detached from it. Like I'm so not affected by it that I'm like, oh my God, how like dumb is that thought? Hello, Aniqua. You know, like how silly is that thought? Like that thought is not going to be true, you know, like how dumb is that? But I totally get it. Like in the beginning, it wasn't like that. Oh my God, my light is touching the screen again. It wasn't like that in the beginning, right? Like, for example, around money, right? Around money, it's like the ego might say stuff, right? And sometimes I'm a little bit more like, there's occasions where I fall for it sometimes and I get caught up in this pattern of like, oh my God, like life might not work out for me. You know, I might have to go get a job and blah, blah, blah. Like it's still kind of could, because I'm not fully practiced in it like I am with the weight loss. Whereas with the weight loss stuff, it's like, oh my God, like that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like I'm not even, like I'm so like not identifying with that thought of the ego. I'm like, no way, like this is the dumbest thought. And it's interesting when you really detach from the ego in that way, it's really easy to call it out as bullshit. And I want you to understand that it's just repetition. I feel like it's just repetition, and you'll be able to get to that point with your weight loss the same way as you can get to it with everything else. But you have to practice a lot and a lot of awareness around it. And you have to see when it's the ego calling, like, and it's trying to say bullshit on your weight loss stuff. You know, you have to really call it out, because I've been coaching these girls, and I've coached girls in the past, and it's like, we get really caught up in this story. We get really caught up in this story of how it has to be for us and how it has to be hard and how that's not going to work. That's not going to work for me, or I'm somehow different. The thing that I noticed, and the thing that used to play in my head, was like, I'm not special enough. Like, I'm missing something within me to be able to do it like she did. And what it's like, you put that person that's achieved that on a pedestal, and you're somehow different, you're somehow lacking, you're somehow broken in some way. And that's a trend that I notice with everything, and I've noticed within myself, yeah? And that's, you gotta understand that that's the ego. That's the ego saying bullshit. It's a lie. You have to call it out and see that it's a lie in order to change your life in any aspect, yeah? And it takes discipline to call out the ego like that. It takes like mental strength to pull yourself out of that ditch, right? I hope that didn't interrupt. Yeah, so it's no different with weight loss, you guys. It really isn't. Yes, you got to take action. Yes, like, you can't just, like, I preach about how I get to eat whatever I want, right? And I do genuinely feel like that reality. Like, I feel a reality of satisfaction. I feel a reality of I get to eat whatever I want. But that, it doesn't mean that I'm eating junk food all day long. It means that I just naturally make good decisions. My actions align with my desires because I've created that through my thoughts and feelings and beliefs. Does that make sense? So it's like, when you're really struggling with what action to take and how to have willpower and how to overcome like cravings and blah, blah, blah. Like, yes, there's strategies. Yes, there's a lot of psychological strategies that can help you, right? But it's like, at the end of the day, it's really a result of your thoughts and feelings and beliefs, because your thoughts and feelings and beliefs create the actions that align with your desires. And it's the same with money. It's the same with relationships. It's the same with whatever, like whatever you're trying to create in your life. And yes, it's a process. It's a process, you guys. It requires awareness. It requires repetition, and it requires patience and time with yourself. Because it's like, how do you know how long it takes to change a limiting belief? There's no like formula of how long it takes for your subconscious mind to actually fully absorb what you keep on repeating to it and fully start to believe. And for me, especially around overcoming emotional eating and becoming more confident and trusting around food, like to have junk food in the house without needing to eat the whole lot, took a lot of time. And it was a process, and it wasn't like an overnight fix. But it's completely possible, and I did it. And like, I also talked yesterday about a client of mine that I recently caught up with, and you know, she's lost over 20 pounds now. And in the beginning, when I started coaching her, and she did the academy too, by the way, you guys, like, she fully studied the No Diet Babe Academy. Like, she did those sessions several times. She worked through the worksheets. She did some, like, we did one-on-one coaching together, right? And when I first spoke to her, she had so much anxiety around food. It was like, I don't eat carbohydrates. And I tried to tell her that you can eat carbohydrates. And she's so like, it was like, no way, like, I can't. It was like, it was almost like this anger of like, don't tell me I can eat bread because I'm never going to eat bread. Like, never eating bread. And I was like, okay, like, I respected her fear of bread because I didn't want to push her beyond what she was ready for, because it can take time. Yeah, Stephanie says, on my first week of academy and already the stress of food is diminishing. Yeah, and that's like, that's that's awesome, because that's like, that's the first step, you guys. And you have to surrender to a certain point. Like, yes, you've got to do the rest of the modules and do, like, it's like there's so many pieces to the puzzle of like what I teach, you know, and it's like there's so many different aspects, but it's like you can't keep on eliciting these strong, stressful emotions around food. That's like the number one thing that I notice even today. If I start to stress around food because I'm like, oh, let me have this new goal or whatever, and I was actually talking about it to my intuitive macros babes today, and it's like, if I like set this goal and I'm like, oh, I want to do this or do that, and I haven't had a body goal in forever, but it's like I kind of set one to be like, to put myself in that mentality to try and help you guys as well. And it's like, you can create this pressure of needing to get a result. And it's like these emotions and this, all of this, it's just all ties into weight loss manifestation. And this pressure creates this anxiety. And it's like, then your ego, okay, because the job of your ego is to find what's not working and what's missing. So it's constantly going to say to you, but what if this doesn't work? But what are you missing? Like, what else should you be doing? And then you start overthinking the weight loss thing. You start overthinking about food. And then you just end up manifesting more cravings, right? So it's like, there's so much more to it. It's not just about going on a diet and losing weight, because everybody goes on diets and loses weight. Like every single person in this world, like it feels like, maybe not every single person, but every single person listening to this, I bet you've lost weight at one point. Like you've succeeded at a diet, but then something's gone wrong and, you know, and then what is it? It's not you. It's not like you're like a flawed human being. Like don't buy into that shit. That's your ego talking. That's not you. You're fucking amazing. Like you can do whatever the fuck you want, right? It's your ego that thinks that you're somehow this flawed human being. And yes, your past has given you enough evidence to support that belief of your ego, but you have to break away from that. You have to realize that you create the future. Don't allow your ego to keep on basing it on the past if you want to change something. You can't. Like, that's something that I keep on practicing every single fucking day, and my life is changing as a result. You know, exactly. Christine says, all you have to suffer to lose weight. That's like such a huge thing that I used to do, you guys. This is a pattern that I noticed actually quite early on in my 20s. I noticed this pattern where I even remember saying this. I was 18 at the time, right? I was 18 at the time, because like when you're doing this mindset work and journaling, it helps to go back to the first time, if you can, like your brain goes back to the first time you felt like that belief came up. And I remember I was 17 or 18. I had just started dating like my first proper real boyfriend. And see you later, love. And I properly started dating this boy, like my first like high school boyfriend. And he always commented on my weight. We always like, I guess, cause like attracts like as well. And I was always thinking about my weight. So he was mirroring that and he was talking about my weight too. And his ex-girlfriend was really like much skinnier than me. And I was pretty skinny at the time, so I don't understand like why I had this complex about it. Like I was just different. I had a different body. And it was like I would compare myself to his ex because his ex was really skinny. And I had it in my mind that, wow, she must be really, really struggling and really strict, because I was really strict at that time. And in my head, I always thought, wow, these people that look a certain way, if I look like this and I'm suffering this much, they must be suffering twice as much as me or 10 times as much as me because they look even better than me, you know? And it was this weird like association that I had made in my brain. So therefore that was the reality that I experienced. And I noticed people do this a lot. They see me and then they suddenly think, oh, you mustn't be, like, you must be suffering. Like, you must be really hungry and just, like, working against it and depriving yourself, you know? And it's like, it's really not the case because when I actually ask these people, like, you know, like, when we actually break down how much people usually eat when they're dieting, like, I'm eating a whole bunch more than that. So it's like, it's really just a perspective and it's, I don't feel deprived. It's like, don't worry about me. Like, I feel pretty satisfied. Don't you worry about that. And it's just interesting. It's like, yeah, this perception. But just remember then, it's like when you perceive that, that's what you experience. So be wary of what you think when you think that other people are depriving themselves because they look a certain way or they're somehow better than you or more, they have more willpower than you or they're somehow special. Like that's what you have to keep an eye out for. And Christine, yeah, you're saying full throttle suffering and restricting or giving up entirely. Yes. So that's exactly what the Academy is all about as well. It's like, you have to overcome this, number one, the start and stop mentality around dieting, the all or nothing thinking, right? Black and white, all or nothing thinking will sabotage you with any manifestation. You can't have this like, I'm all in, all I'm not in type stuff. That's, I guess that's, okay, so why does that happen? Let me tell you that. Why do we do that? We do that because we have associated losing weight with suffering. So we want it to be over really quickly. So we think, what's the quickest way from A to B? Let me go full throttle because I don't want to go through this suffering for very long. So let me get to the weight loss as quick as possible. Number two, it's because we dislike our body so much that we want to change it as quick as possible, right? All of that is a recipe for disaster, you guys. And you really, I need you to see that. And I need you to see that your ego is driving your decisions when you're doing this because they are all self-sabotaging habits. And so they're operating from fear. They're operating from ego, right? The core of that is ego. And you're going to keep on struggling if you do it that way. And it's not about you, you guys. You're not a flawed human being. You're not this person that will never get to your desire. It's don't fall for that shit. Don't allow that thought in your vicinity, okay? Because you're not, like, you're not a flawed human being, okay? And you're not, like, you're not going to have to suffer around food or, like, feel super deprived or whatever. It's not that, right? So don't fall for that shit, you know? You just have to, you have to operate from a different energy. You have to realize what this different energy is. And once you do that, you'll get what I'm talking about. And like this client of mine, like I said, I think I got off track. I was talking about this client of mine. She's lost over 20 pounds. The way she talks to me now about food and weight, it's like she's a different person. And it took time for her to manifest all of that. Don't get me wrong. Like, it took her time. But time's going to pass anyway, you guys. Like, the years go by. The months go by. Are you going to, like, let it go by and just keep on trying to take the short route? Or are you going to actually put in the work, mentally, I mean, and do the deep inner work, and then you'll manifest weight loss? Like, it's repetition and time, and you got to keep on persisting. You can't, yeah, that's it. And it's like, this girl now has lost weight, yes, like over 20 pounds, but she's done it in a way like she's never done before. Like, she's even lit up when she was like, And I eat bread. Like, if I want a slice of toast, I have a slice of toast. And she was so, like, she just was different. Like, when I first spoke to her, she was a mess. When she spoke about food, the energy was so restrictive and it was so stressful. It was so anxiety ridden. And then now it's like her energy's so light. She's so confident in her ability. She knows what strategy to take. She's like, yeah, like I have this in the morning for breakfast and I have this for dinner at night and this strategy works really well for me and I'm successful and blah, blah, blah. She's got that energy now of empowerment around food. She knows what steps she needs to take. She doesn't need anyone telling her how to eat each day because she knows. She knows because she trusts that she's the captain of her own ship and she can make those decisions now, right? And my goal is to empower you to do the same, right? You don't want to spend the rest of your life buying meal programs, right? Like, what kind of a life is that? No, you get to become the captain of your own ship and know how the fuck to manage your weight yourself. So you don't keep on needing to go to these external sources to tell you what action to take. Yes, there's a certain amount that you can learn, but there comes a point where it's like you look at your reality and you see that you've spent your whole life searching for the solution, the magic weight loss solution, right? In terms of what action to take, I mean. And you keep on finding what the right action is. There's no, like, it's like, when are you going to realize? When are you going to realize? I just want to strangle you. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's just like, I really need people to understand that there's more to it than just the action. And that if you want to manifest weight loss, you can. But you really have to realize that your ego is saying shit and sabotaging you that you need to start looking at, right? So anyway, you guys, that's kind of what I wanted, the message that I wanted to share with you today. And I hope you enjoyed it. And just the academy, I've decided to keep it open for a bit longer with the discount. And heaps of people love the academy. It's a really good course. It just combines law of attraction with eating psychology with some nutrition stuff thrown in there. There's also a private Facebook group, you guys. So if you're already in the academy and you're not in that group, if you log on, it's now on the dashboard. There's a link for you to join the private Facebook group, because I know that there's some babes that have joined the academy who haven't joined the private Facebook group. And then I know a couple of the other babes in the academy get, like, they have spoken to each other or created a messaging thread or something. So yeah, like, have a look at that if you're already in the academy. And yeah, the academy helps yo-yo dieting, overcoming emotional eating and binge eating, losing weight, all of that. It's just encompassing all of this stuff from a real, like, yeah, like, there's a real psychology aspect to this course. There's a real, like, intuitive eating aspect. So it's a really great course. It will really help you change your relationship to food and view things in a very different way. Yeah, it's a lot. It contains a lot of the stuff that I've applied and still use in my life to this day to not have that reality of stress around food and not feel deprived, not fluctuate in weight up and down all the time. So it's really important that heaps of people learn this stuff, and there's meditations and all that. So yeah. So it's nodietbabe.com/academy. And if you've done the academy also and you enjoyed it, I'd love to hear from you too. Anyway, love you guys. Hope you enjoy your day wherever you are. And leave me a comment or say hi if you're watching the replay. Love you guys. Mwah. I got to get going. And and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.